proposal includes seven areas within the park that we propose for off-leash use under voice control. The national regulation within all national parks in the system, and there's 394 units of the national park system. In each and every one of those systems, the same rules pertain, and that is that where dogs are permitted, they must be on leash. And, of course, in many parks, that really confines it to the parking lot. In our case, however, we have made the case that our park is somewhat different. We're surrounded by an urban area. We manage some of the prime recreation resources in three counties, including some of the major coastal areas. And so we ask for and receive permission from the National Office of the Park Service to consider whether there might be areas in the park where off-leash dog use would be appropriate. And as we looked at 21 different areas and studied them very, very carefully, we were able to identify seven areas of the park where people can bring their dogs off-leash. We also identified, of course, many, many more where dogs are welcome on-leash. And our plan, again, was balancing the whole spectrum of needs, the needs of the range of users of the park, and it spans a huge spectrum from those who enjoy visiting the park with their dog, as well as people who prefer to have an experience that doesn't include dogs. And at the same time, we have species concerns that we have to be mindful of as the National Park Service.